先把但以理书做一个结束。
I'd like to first make a conclusion to the book of Daniel.
但以理书十一章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 11.
这个考书不考啊，所以。
This will not be on the exam, so I'll just mention it in passing. In Daniel chapter 10, records the last vision that he saw. Because he has seen God, an angel.
天主后来指示他一个将要发生的事情。
And the angel instructed him the things that are to come.
那其实这个十一章啊，这个就是接续第八章。
Actually, the recordings in chapter 11 follows in sequence after chapter 8.
啊，第八章那个山羊啊，啊，山羊有四个角，哈、哦，那个大角断了以后，它又长出四个角。
It mentions in chapter 8 of the ram who have four horns after the greatest horn broke off, the other smaller horns grew up. A small horn grew up.
啊，这里是讲到波斯，就是那个波斯帝国啊，啊的时候啊将要结束了，希腊国要起来。
And this, of course, prophesied the end of the Persian Empire and the coming of the Greeks.
啊，希腊国起来以后啊，亚历山大很快又死掉了。
And after the rise of Greeks, King Alexander came about.
所以变成四个国家，四个王在联党。
And later on, the land was governed by four different kings.
啊，这个南方王跟北方王之间的战争。
And then it records of the war between the southern and the northern kings.
好，第三节说南方王。强盛起来。
And verse 3 says how the king of the south became strong, and that is in Egypt.
他说将帅当中有一个比他更强啊，这是指着巴比伦省的省长，后来成为北方王。
And there was a greater king, and that is the king of Babylon.
那一开始南方王跟北方王联合了一段时间。
In the beginning, the king of the south and the king of the north had a covenant.
南方王哈、哦、把女儿嫁到北方去，啊，想说用这样能够促进两方面的关系。
The king of the south gave his daughter in marriage to the king of the north, thinking that this will build their alliance.
但是没有想到这个女子跟他的本家啊，跟他的生他的、啊、好多都被杀，最后被杀。
But unexpectedly, this woman and many of her family were eventually killed.
所以南方王啊，后来又有一个儿子出生了以后继承王位啊，他就带军去跟打北方王打。
So afterwards, the southern king, the king of the south, had a son, and the son brought an army with him to fight against the north.
啊，得到了打胜了以后，把很多的金银宝物啊，就搬回到那个埃及来。
They were very victorious, and they carried the loot back to Egypt.
虽然北方王啊要到南方去打仗，但是没有办法得胜，他又回去。
Even though the king of the north tried to retaliate and brought an army to the south, but they were not successful.
所以连续有几次的战争啊，这里是讲四次。
And in this passage, records of four such warfares that they had.
五到第八章这是第一次
and
五到八节是第一次
from verse 5 to verse 8 records the first battle
啊，第九节啊，就是北方王打下来这是第二次
and beginning verse 9 the king of the north led an army down south this is the second war
啊，再来十节以下哈，十节到十二节这是第三次
and verses 10 through 12 records the third warfare
啊十三节以下一直到二十节是第四次的打仗。
Verse 13 through 20 records the final and fourth battle.
啊，第二次北方王哦，第九节北方王打，但是他没有得胜，又带兵又回去了。
And again in verse 9, the king of the north came to invade the south, but they were not victorious, so they went back home.
啊，再来第三次这个第十节说北方王的第二个儿子啊。啊，又开始召集军兵打过来。
Verse 10 records how the king of the north, his second son, gathered himself an army.
但是没想到南方王啊起来跟他打，结果南方王打胜。
But unexpectedly, the king of the south already had an army, and they fought and overtook the northern kingdom.
杀掉了北方王啊，好几百万，好几万人。
And killed tens of thousands of the northern army.
但是没有办法得到真正的完全决定性的胜利。
But then the victory was not decisive.
啊，再来第四次啊，就是北方王在打的时候啊，啊，但是因为后来罗马那边的一个啊将领啊，他打过来。
And while they were still fighting, one time the Romans brought an army to interfere.
所以北方王还是最后还是回去。
And so the northern army had to retreat.
啊，最后有一次就是那个北方王的那个安提阿库继位起来，就是二十一节以后。
From verse 21 and on.
安提。
The Epiphanes.
这个人就是那个小角了，一个小角出现。
And this Antiochus Epiphanes is the small horn.
啊，所以他后来就跟南方王啊，啊打仗，后来又攻到那个啊耶路撒冷那边去啊。
And he had an alliance with the southern king and fought all the way to Jerusalem.
所以后来讲这个行毁坏可憎的，就是指的这个人。
And so the one who is corrupt refers to this person.
啊，这个人也是幕后的。敌基督的一个仪表。
And this person also prefigures the Antichrist in the latter days.
好，那所以以下我们已经谈过了，好，就是敌基督的这个北方的叙利亚王安提阿库，就是敌基督的仪表。
And so the king of the Syrians, the Antichrist, is this Antichrist.
那再来十二章是最后。
And chapter 12 is the last chapter in this book.
最后末日的审判，哈，末日要成就的事情。
And it speaks of the last day, the last judgment.
说会有一个空前的大灾难。
That there is a disaster that is never seen before.
啊，这个大灾难说从有国以来都没有过的。
And this kind of disaster, this tragedy, is something that no one has ever seen before.
啊，最后只有名字记在生命册上的才能够得到得救。
And only those whose names are recorded in the book of life shall be saved.
所以在大灾难过了以后啊，啊死人要复活，有的得永生，有的受羞辱。
And after this war, many will be resurrected. Some will be honored, some will be dishonored.
啊，这是最后的复活审判啊。
And there shall be the last resurrection and judgment.
所以义人要发光，直到永远。
And the righteous shall shine forever.
啊，那你看到这个。意象以后，神说把这个隐藏啊封住啊，你可以去休息了啊，等到末世再起来，得到你的福分。
And after Daniel had seen this vision, God told him that these things shall be hidden, shall be sealed, and you shall rest until the last day.
啊，这个意象啊，预言啊，把它封住啊，等到末世的时候啊，人就奔跑来往啊，诸事增长啊，他们就能够明白。
And as the prophecy is to be sealed, men of the latter days will become wise to understand it.
所以到末世的时候，人的知识增长，这也是一个啊末世的现象。
So it is a sign of the last days that mankind will grow in wisdom and knowledge.
属世的知识啊，科技啊，相当进步文明。
Indeed, we have made advancements in worldly knowledge and technology.
哦，小的时候，我以前听人家说啊。以前小孩子出生了、啊、要好几天了、啊、眼睛才能够张开哦。
In the past, I have heard that after an infant is born, it will take him or her several days before the eyes can be opened.
但是你看现在的小孩子一出生啊，眼睛张大大的到处看。
But nowadays, when an infant is first born, their eyes are already open, they're watching.
那所以现代人啊，那个聪明啊。
So people nowadays are wiser.
哦，现在的科技进步啊，小孩子啊，很小、啊、他也是电脑都是很厉害。
With the advent of technology, we can see these young children, they're already very familiar with computers and all sorts of inventions.
我在纽泽西有一次去家庭聚会。
I was at a family service in New Jersey.
啊，我早一点到。
And I arrived a little earlier.
一个大概刚刚学会走路不久、啊、 三四岁的小孩子拉着我就一直往里面走。
And a little child, 3 or 4 years old, grabbed my hand and took me to a room.
啊，带我去他的房间。
Took me to his room.
啊，他就拿一张椅子啊，垫脚啊，就爬上去。
And he brought me a chair, and then he tiptoed and he climbed on it.
然后把电脑就打开，就在那啪啪啪在那打。
And he turned on the computer and he starts typing.
你看现在小孩子那么小啊，都会玩电脑。
But you can see a child so young.They're already very familiar with the computer.
所以这是一种末世的现象。
Yes, we can say it's the sign of the last days.
当然，属灵的知识也要增长。
But of course, we also need to grow in spiritual wisdom.
所以我们现在对圣经的道理也就渐渐的越来越了解。
And because of that, we have come to a clearer understanding of the teachings of the Bible.
因为有很多隐藏的书卷会慢慢打开。
And we know the scroll will be unfolded gradually.
那明年三月哈、哦。啊，联合总会要在台湾开一个代表大会，那个时候有一个啊圣经专题的一个研讨会。
Next March, the International Assembly will have a delegation conference, and in that conference, there will be a discussion on theology.
因为有很多同工在研究圣经里面呐、啊，啊有一些新的发现，啊目前是个人发表个人的，没有统一呀、啊，所以就给一个机会，大家。把他的一心得研究的在那里发表。
Because over the course of our church's history, many workers have come to a clear understanding of certain mysteries in the Bible, but unfortunately, they weren't given the opportunity to share their findings.、So we now
发表了以后啊，然后大家讨论，建立共识，那就是我们共同的一种信仰。
We now want to provide a forum open for everybody to discuss their findings, so that our church can set forth a standard belief.
因为圣经里面有一些，有关世界要发生的事情，有一些真理啊，啊，我们会慢慢的越了解越清楚。
Because the prophecies of the Bible regarding the truth of this world will be gradually made known to us.
啊，最后有谈到这个启示哈，这个意象应验的时间。
And also in this book, it also describes some timeline.
啊，这里有三个数目字。
And we are entertained with three numbers here.
说第七节说啊，要到一载、两载、半载，打破圣灵权力的时候，这一切事都要应验了。就三年半以后，统统要应验了。
And it says, for a time, time and a half, whatnot, that after 3.5 years, all will be completed.
如果用三年半来讲，应该是1260天了，哦。
And if we use 3.5 years, then it'll be 1260 days.
看十一节。
And then in verse 11.
十一节。
In verse 11.
说从除掉常见的燔祭，并设立那毁行毁坏可证的物的时候，1290天，就多了30天出来。
And here mentions 1290 days. That's 30 days more than 3.5 years.
十二节。
And in verse 12.
说等到1335天，那个人便有福了。
Here, blessed is he who waits and reaches the end of the 1335 days.
啊，这三个字字啊，我们慢慢去想哈。
And we'll take our time pondering about these three numbers.
为什么1260天哦，三年半，再来1290天，再一个1335天
？Why is it that we are presented with three different lengths of time: 1230 days, 1290 days, and 1335 days?
哦，真的忍耐到底的哈、哦，要度过那个大灾难的，你要持守道理到底的才能够得救。
But indeed, those who can persevere to the end shall be saved.
啊、哦，他说。等到后来，你就可以起来享受你的福分了。
And then you shall rise in the last day to receive your allotted inheritance.
好，意思就讲完了哈。
And we'll now make a conclusion finally to this class.